With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Homeland Security budget impasse apparently will not convince Congress to scuttle its two-week break. The standoff has seen thousands of TSA officers go without pay for more than a month, and hundreds of those airport security officers have quit. Some relief is on the way, thanks to President Trump. His executive order means that paychecks will probably start going out today. Senator Tom Cotton says budget impasse has gone on for far too long.
The Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, and we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network, President Trump ordered ICE agents to help with security at the airports. And as a result, some of those airports, the delays are starting to ease a bit. The president not ruling out the possible seizure of Iran's Karg Island oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. On the other hand, he says he's pretty sure a deal to end the Iran war will be reached with the latest crop of leaders in Tehran.
It's a whole different group of people. So I would consider that regime change. And frankly, they've been very reasonable.
The president speaking to reporters last night aboard Air Force One. A hulking Russian oil tanker is loitering off the coast of energy-starved Cuba, which is the target of a U.S. oil blockade. The president asked if a New York Times report that the tanker would be allowed to reach Cuba was true. Mr. Trump said, "I told them if a country wants to send some oil into Cuba right now, I have no problem whether it's Russia or not." On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 189 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 74. This is SRN News. A Methodist agency endorses sex change operations for children.
Bishop Julius Trimble is head of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society. In an article, he condemns states that are passing bans on sex change operations on kids, saying, quote, "As United Methodists, we are called to stand with transgender people, rejecting laws that allow politicians to dictate their health care decisions." Trimble is urging UMC members to support Democratic legislation to overturn the sex change bans. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Georgia judge has granted a bond of just $1 for a murder charge faced by a woman accused by police of taking pills to induce an illegal abortion. Superior Court Judge Stephen Blackerby said during a bond hearing for Alexa Moore, "That is going to be a hard charge to convict upon." Local police took the 31-year-old into custody March 4th using an arrest warrant with language that echoes a Georgia law banning abortions after an unborn baby's heartbeat is detected. This year's men's NCAA basketball tournament down to its last participants.
The Final Four is set. Illinois will face UConn and Michigan will take on Arizona next Saturday. The Arizona-Michigan game is a matchup of top seeds. UConn, after a 19-point comeback for a 73-72 win over Duke, is seeded second and will play number 3 seed Illinois. The Huskies beat Duke with a 3-pointer from the logo with 0.4 seconds left by Braylon Mullins, who grew up just outside of Indianapolis. Arizona is the early favorite to take the title game next Monday in Indianapolis, according to BetMGM Sportsbook, followed closely by Michigan. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Hundreds of employees at one of the U.S. Navy's biggest shipbuilding contractors voted to approve a deal with Bath Iron Works. It ends a week-long strike. More details at srnnews.com.